So, in this particular episode, I say at the beginning, the Second Amendment is free speech. I was just so upset, you guys. Of course, I know that the First Amendment is free speech, you know, and stuff like that. But it's just so frustrating listening and looking at some of this stuff. And the lack of education is just so frustrating and angering. It is what it is at this point. The Second Amendment is the right to bear arms. First Amendment is freedom of speech, freedom of press. I know that. I just want you all to know when you listen to it and you hear me talking about the Second Amendment, and I say free speech, I mean the First. Hey y'all, so I am just like on the fence. Well, not really on the fence. I don't understand why so many people in the United States are equating the United States government for taking action against TikTok. They're claiming that, you know, the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, blah, 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 let the Americans control their privacy. And I'm trying to understand where that logic is coming from. Because when you give consent, when you look at the terms and agreements of any app and you sign over control and you say accept, you no longer have control over your own privacy. So the fact of the matter is, you have no idea what's being shared. You've got Facebook, you've got Instagram, you have Twitter, you have all of these other apps, all these social media giants who are continuously taking data from all of its consumers, and they're spying on people, and they're looking at people and trying to figure out, you know, what makes them tick, what ads send to them, and things like that. You've got data miners who have gone through many of these apps, and they have shown, you know, the various security risks of each one. The reason TikTok is being singled out is because it's owned and maintained by not only a foreign government, but an enemy of the United States. That's something that the United States cannot condone. When the research, quote unquote, because when I say research, anyone who's a researcher knows that any sort of research can be manipulated and presented to the public. When, especially when it comes to zeros and ones, you can plug in something and say, oh, look what I found, when you've manipulated it yourself. Unless you do it yourself, you have no idea. But the quote unquote research that is found about TikTok pretty much states that the privacy that's being violated by its consumers isn't just for the people who have the app. I had the app, I think, maybe when it first came out, people were talking about saying, oh, TikTok's where it's at. I downloaded it and I had it for a couple of days and I'm like, I don't use this, I don't post anything, goodbye. So I deleted it. And I've never downloaded it since. That was years ago. That was before I found out I was HIV positive. That was way back then when. So this was probably like when it first came out, like 2018, 2019. Let me see when it first came out, because it was a long time ago. Let me see. I'm Googling. Google's my best friend. So and again, Google takes your fucking information and they sell it to the fucking highest bidder. But anyway, when was TikTok introduced? In 2017. So yeah, I had it, I think, like in 2018. And yes, because it became available in 2018. It was called Musical.ly. I think I heard about that. So it was called Musical.ly. There was initially an app that was banned in other countries, and I think the Chinese company that bought out that company renamed it TikTok, and they changed some stuff. I think I remember hearing about that. That's why there were always like talks of banning it. But until, you know, very recently, when all this data mining information came out, I mean, you've got so many people right now on both sides of the fence. A lot of them are content creators, because people are talking about, you know, being in TikTok famous, banning the app in the United States would completely destroy their source of income. And as much as that sucks, to completely get away from, to lose everything, essentially, I don't know what that's like. I mean, as far as a business standpoint goes, I know what it's like from a familial standpoint, but, you know, that's not the point. What I'm talking about is to lose your income like that. I honestly don't know how I would deal. So I feel for them. But as far as security risks go, if TikTok is that high of a security risk, something needs to be done about it. And if banning it around our nation is what needs to be done, then that's what needs to be done. Why I'm on the side of banning TikTok and also tightening the reins on other social media platforms about what they do with our information is the fact that right now, if you're living in the United States, the Ukraine, China, Russia, North Korea, South Korea, you're already at war. And if you don't know that, let me be the one to break the news to you now. There was an incident where some hackers, they're saying that it was either North Korean or China. I believe there was Chinese. Let me go back to my handy dandy Google, who threatened to shut down a pipeline in North America, United States, that supplied most of the eastern seaboard with their natural gas. So let me go ahead and look that up real quick. Natural gas hostage situation. And what happened was they ended up getting paid with Bitcoin. Let me see, paid with Bitcoin. Colonial Pipeline paid roughly $5 million in ransom to hackers. And this was back in 2021. But the United States ended up getting $2.3 million back. So they got a little less than half. That's fucking insane, though. And I don't understand why they're not going after Bitcoin. The point is, it was a group of hackers coming from, let me see, because if I'm not mistaken, they said they were from either China or North Korea. It doesn't say. Oh, it was Russia. So I was wrong on both accounts. Who spoke at the same news conference as Monaco on Monday described DarkSide as a Russia-based cybercrime group. Okay, so it was actually Russia who did it. But they never got the money back. They never, should I say, they didn't get all of the money back. So these crime syndicates ended up with $2.7 million worth of Bitcoin. That right there is crazy. And let's be clear, the tension between Russia and the United States has been building ever since Biden took office. You can say that it's because Biden took office, but and honestly, it was before that. So I'm not sure how close Trump was to the Putin regime, but Biden and Obama were not friends to Putin. There was a lot of tension with Obama and Putin, I remember, and also with Obama and China. And when Trump came in, I'm not sure how people perceived Trump being harsh on China. The fact of the matter is, China rolled back a lot of things due to Putin's order, because they're fucking friends, you guys. Like, they talk all the time. They are in cahoots. They're in agreement. If China and Russia are on the same side and they're shaking hands, you know, being friends, you can't say that it's okay for us to use TikTok when you know that Russian hackers ended up going through and almost cutting off the natural gas and changing the codes, locking us out essentially forever. They'd have to go in and redo the entire fucking system, leaving people without gas. And that includes heat, you guys, for months. We'd have gas, but nowhere to put it. That would have thrown our economy into hell, which is the point. It was to destabilize our economy. I didn't read further into what happened. I care, obviously, but at the same time, I'm at this point in life where I just don't give a fuck. You know, if war is inevitable, if war is happening right now, bring it on. But for those of you who do care and you do have something to live for and you have something to fight for, getting rid of TikTok should be something you're for. If you're a content creator, there are other avenues. There's YouTube, there's Instagram, there's Twitch. There's so many things you could do to get your content across. If you're someone who makes money off of being silly and stuff like that, you know, I do apologize. Maybe try doing something else. But if the safety of all, including your friends and family, is why TikTok is being scrutinized and potentially being talked about being banned, then maybe you should get on board. I get your personal income is going to come to a screeching halt, but at the same time, if you can look your family in the eye and say, I'm going to change my career in order to help preserve your safety, not even the nation's safety, but to preserve your safety, then I think that that's a win. If you can look your family in the eye and say, I'd much rather have my source of income, my life of luxury, for being a content creator, than to be concerned about possibly going to war and losing any of you, then tell them that as well. Just be honest about it. If you are more concerned about yourself and your livelihood than you are about the security of your friends, family, and the nation, then go ahead and say that. But if you are on the side that TikTok should be banned, then you also need to be on the side, like me, that a lot of social media needs to be scrutinized and needs to be looked at a lot harder. Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, all of them. From what I remember, when Bill Gates was CEO, anytime the United States government tried to pull any sort of regulations against Microsoft and his companies, he'd always threaten to go to Canada. And Canada was there to welcome him with open arms. That right there needs to stop. Politicians need to talk to one another and say, hey, this is what's going on in our country with this particular company. If they threaten to go to you, you should not accept them. Of course, if they chose to go to China, there's nothing that we could have done. But I don't think Bill Gates would have made that would have been a really shitty mistake on his part. But I don't think Bill Gates would have done that. The point is, he was threatening to go to Canada, and Canada was willing to welcome him with open arms, knowing that he was doing stuff that was deemed questionable. And I'm using that term loosely, because a lot of these media moguls and all their fucking companies in general, all of their small little shell companies and everything like that, are all complicit in a lot of atrocities across the world. And we as consumers are complicit. Right now, I'm recording this on Spotify right now because Anchor was bought out by Spotify. So this is no longer an Anchor app. This is now Spotify podcast. And I'm part of the problem. I'd love nothing more than to start my own, you know, media company. A little small media company to be able to produce my stuff and send it out for people to listen to. I just don't have the means. And that's something that a lot of these giant companies are well aware of. They know that we need them. And as a result, we have no choice. But as it stands right now, we don't need TikTok. And Lizzo posted something. It says, "Hi, as we speak, the CEO of TikTok is being interrogated by the Congress with intent to ban TikTok in America. Anti-LGBTQIA legislation is being passed banning gender-affirming healthcare and drag shows, and Jim Crow era laws are being reinstated in Mississippi. For those of you who are outside of the United States, Jim Crow era laws were laws pretty much designed to segregate, designed to, I'm not going to say imprison, but in a way, it's to restrict people of color's rights. So it's a way to imprison without having sent us to prison our rights in Mississippi. And there are people that are saying, you know, look, TikTok is not the same as the other two categories. And I agree. I completely agree. What's happening with TikTok, is not the same as restricting the freedoms of people of color or talking about outlawing, you know, gender-affirming healthcare and drag shows. Like, going after specific groups, specific protected groups in America is not the same thing as banning a social media app that has the potential to spy on not only people that use the app, but people who are on the same Wi-Fi as people using the app. So if I don't have restricted Wi-Fi, say my Wi-Fi at home was open and someone outside waiting for the bus was using TikTok, and for whatever reason at that given moment some sort of hacker or some sort of person monitoring TikTok wanted to investigate who all was on that media, they could go, or that Wi-Fi, they could go and see that they're on my Wi-Fi, get my address and know where I'm at. I wouldn't be okay with that. Granted, my Wi-Fi is password protected, but the fact of the matter is, that shouldn't be a thing. An app should not have that power to do that. Anyone who believes an app should have that power to do that, I don't know what to tell you. And it's not just TikTok, there are other apps that do that too, and all that shit needs to stop. But because TikTok is majority ran by a foreign power that is not our friend, that is the problem. And it says, Chinese hackers took trillions in intellectual property from about 30 multi-international companies. It's because they're able to look and see what everyone is doing. And someone is literally posting this. It says they're seeking to actively remove the biggest and most current platform young people are currently using to spread information and news. If you can't communicate, you can't organize. If you can't organize, you can't stop them from enacting these laws on a bigger, broader scale. Right there, that should tell you something. How out of touch people can be. If they remove this form of social media, it's not like they're removing all social media, they're just removing this one. You're saying that a demographic that uses a social media to spread information and news is the one being targeted. That's a double-edged sword. The United States doesn't want Chinese people, Chinese government, to see what you're talking about. I get that, you know, it may help them as well. But the point is, if you're on this app that is so widely used and it's so widely monitored and tracked by a foreign power that is our enemy, that is our problem. The fact that this person hasn't thought of that kind of blows my mind. But it leads to the age group, because these are Gen Zs, whatever. Okay, I'm over here reading some of the replies. It says, laughing my ass off at this, take is exactly why kids shouldn't be on the internet. TikTok is literally in the situation because the majority shareholder are the corporate arm of the CCP. the Chinese Communist Party, and TikTok themselves have gotten in trouble by spying on our journalists. They're using TikTok to spy on people that they shouldn't be spying on. No one should be spied on in general, but they're spying on people that can impact policy. That is wrong. And all these people, all these kids don't get it. For what it's worth, it's an app that allows a lot of Gen Z to learn in more detail about the same issues, unlike our US-based media where some things are hardly discussed. That is inherently a problem. The fact that they're saying all of these pros, those pros are also cons. You're over here showing what's important to us as Americans that can be exploited by foreign companies, foreign countries. We're saying all of this is important to us. We don't want any of this taken away. That can be held for ransom. I forgot what movie it was. Oh, it was from fucking Rick and Morty, where it was an episode where Summer was in Morty's car. Rick's car, and Rick gave the car the instruction to protect Summer and obey Summer's, you know, I guess like obey Summer's commands. But the command couldn't be to let her go, because that would supersede Rick's command, and Rick's command couldn't be superseded. So every single time the car protected Summer, she edited, you know, what the car could do. And in one instance, she said, "You can't use violence against people." So the car was like, "Fine, I won't use violence." The SWAT team shows up, right? They scan all the people. The car scans all the people surrounding it in Summer, and finds the one person in charge. This one person in charge lost his son. The car creates a replica of his son and shoots it out, and the son starts talking to this guy, and the guy is like, "Oh my god, I lost you. I thought I lost you." And then the kid's like, "Daddy, please leave the car alone." And he's like, "What? Daddy, leave the car alone." And starts disintegrating in his arms, and he's over there hugging the car, hugging the boy as the boy is disintegrating, and the car starts talking to the crowd. "All of you have loved ones. All of you have things that are important to you. All of these things can be taken away. Keep Summer safe." And that's all I'm thinking about. Like, you have all these things that you find out are important, and you're putting them out there for the bad guy to see. You're giving him the ammunition he needs to hold everything against you. Why would you want that? I don't understand. I don't get it. Even so, why is Congress wasting their time on that, and they're not dealing with issues that actually help the American people? I don't understand that. This is something that's going to help the American people. Making sure that we are not being spied on by foreign governments helps us. Talking about, you know, our domestic groups. And people are like, "Oh, well, TikTok is gay, so this makes sense." What the fuck are you talking about? The Chinese and Russians don't like gay people. I don't understand where this is coming from. People are talking about this shit, and this is what's wrong with America, honestly. This whole idea that we as the individual is the most important. So the fact that something that we enjoy is being taken away by the American government, even if it's for our own good, is wrong. That's why we never get rid of our guns. We should get rid of our guns because it's what's good for us. But no, the American people are bitching and complaining about it. We'll never give up our guns. They have to take them out of our dead hands, is what many of these motherfuckers are saying, even though it's good for us. Keep some types of weapons. I get that, because, you know, the government cannot be trusted. But don't fucking say that we need half the shit that... Fucking missile launchers? Some grenade launchers? I've seen people posting videos of this fucking gun that can blow up a fucking tree. Like, literally shoots the fucking tree and the thing falls down because it blew half the trunk off and it can't support its own weight anymore. Why does an American citizen need a weapon like that? You can't go hunting with that. You'd obliterate anything you hit. So what's the point? They're like, oh, well, you know, you've got to have a special permit for that. You shouldn't be able to get a permit for that. You should not be able to get a permit for those types of weapons. You should not need to have a permit designed to have someone be able to have a fucking flamethrower. Why does anyone need a flamethrower? I've seen people using flamethrowers. What? For what? TikTok needs to go away. And I get that they're trying to have the Chinese government sell their stake in it. No. Just get rid of it. And there's people's like, oh my God, it's a slippery slope to banning modes of communication that Big Brother doesn't approve of because the Chinese commies might spy on us. Bitch, they already are. They're already spying on us. I don't get that. I don't get any of that at all. Let's see. And this is what I posted. The point is, TikTok is run by a foreign power that isn't an ally, but rather an open enemy to the United States. They are allies to Russia and North Korea and will help aid them in the event war breaks out. The other companies are domestic and have no allegiance to Russia or North Korea. That is what I put. And someone responded, really well said. And I'm trying to figure out why no one else is thinking along those lines. I just don't get it. I don't get it. How are these people not aware that TikTok is bad? Any foreign government that is, and to be clear, Facebook and many other social media are banned in Russia and or China, and all of it's banned in North Korea. So there's lots of things going on, and that's why people talk about Russian bots all the time on Twitter, because there are Russian bots. There are people out there who literally work for the Russian government that come here to fucking Twitter to stir shit up, to gain information, to look at what people are doing and report back. And they're like, oh, well, you know, what good does it do? It does the world a whole ton of good. It gets them to know who's saying what about what, when they're saying it, how they're saying it, and who their listeners are. You can gain so much information about a group of people by not saying anything at all, but looking and listening to what they're saying, how they're saying it, when they're saying it, and who's absorbing the message, and what those people and individuals think about said message. And I don't understand how this is not news to people. This is why the American education system needs to be revamped. That's the only thing in the United States that has not been revamped. And it needs it real bad. The world has changed. Things need to change. People need to understand social media literacy. They need to understand the issues facing cybercrime. Facing cyber anything. Oh my God. Looking at all these people, out of everything she said, people are going off about TikTok. So many people are going off about TikTok, and they don't give a fuck about the Jim Crow laws or the gender affirming. Someone even wrote on the Jim Crow era laws, they don't even know what that means. And someone had to explain to them, they wrote, Jim Crow laws are laws that were implemented after the Civil War that legalized segregation. Jim Crow was a man who believed that white peoples were the chosen people and that black people were supposed to be servants and that God supported segregation and racism. And so, and then other people wrote, this is what she's talking about. And they're carving out new districts and rezoning and all of that stuff. all that shit. And people are like, oh, that's so messed up. This shouldn't be news to anyone. But more importantly, more people should be upset about what she said about Jim Crow laws than they are about TikTok, and that is just not the case. Can you believe that TikTok is being talked about by being banned in the United States of America, along with these two other much more important, abhorrent things? Are you kidding? We love TikTok. You dumb bitches. God. I get that some of y'all may be TikTok users and I might be offending y'all, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Get over it. Get over it. TikTok needs to go. It needs to go. It can't be trusted. I don't trust it. I don't even like being put on TikTok. If someone takes a picture of me or a video of me, I'm like, don't put that on TikTok, because I don't want it on TikTok. I don't want it anywhere, to be quite honest with you. I've had people send me pictures of me and they didn't tell me they were there. They just took a picture of me. One of them was like spotted and sent a picture of me to a group of us. And I'm like, where the fuck were you? She's like, oh, I was back there, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so you just took a picture of me and just didn't say shit? You just sent it to a group of people that we don't really know? Huh. Don't like that. But it is what it is. Oh my God. And people are like, oh, Facebook's been sold your data. Please try again. Not the same thing. Not the same thing at all. And then someone was like, I love you, girl, but TikTok? And people keep saying TikTok allows a younger generation of voters to see what life is like in countries that actually take care of all of its citizens. What the fuck are you talking about? Congress can't keep having that happen. What? Maybe I don't know what TikTok is, but from everything that I've seen about TikTok and from what people have shown me, I have never seen anyone show me a TikTok that was any sort of political. Maybe I just don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to the usefulness of TikTok. But from what I've seen and what I've heard and what I've read about how TikTok implemented and how it's being used and some of the things that can happen. And when I say can, I'm not saying that it will, but the possibility is that it can. And some things that have been discovered have been happening, like those journalists being listened to and how certain ideas have been taken by people just talking while TikTok was open. Mm-mm. And here's someone. TikTok is operated by people from a country known to be a geopolitical rival with a history of aggressive espionage in the United States. If there's a chance TikTok is pulling personal data or using user algorithms to collect data on Americans, we should consider banning it. No one said anything to this person, and no one disagreed. There are likes and there's retweets. And I'm going to retweet this shit too. Because I actually had heard about the other two if it wasn't for TikTok. What the fuck are you talking about? That right there says more about our country's media than it does about TikTok, first of all. And how did you not hear about... This is why... If you're on Twitter right now, there's no way you didn't hear about this. And someone else said the same thing. I don't know if banning TikTok should be on this list. There are very legitimate reasons to ban it. Hundreds of people will lose their jobs if TikTok is banned. And yes, those other things are a lot bigger in the grand scheme of things, but people who make content on the app and who work for the company could lose their income. And I'm about to reply. So I'm replying, and tell those who make money from TikTok to tell their loved ones that their income is more important than stopping a geopolitical rival from gathering information from its users. And of course, I'm probably going to get some flack for that. And I fully expect to, because people on this app are kind of dumb. But I just don't get it. Whatever, y'all. TikTok needs to be banned.